Hey,
hi, got it in your van or your car now, eh?
Yeah, I put it in last week, and the connector was a little funky, and last weekend I was rerouting it better, and the whole connector just popped out of my hand, so I had to order a new connector, put that on last night, and now I'm good to go.
Oh, one of those crimp connectors? Did you solder the end on it?
Yeah, it was a PL259, but since it's going to Moto, I went right to a mini UHF. So, it's my old Nagoya antenna, so it feels kind of sacrilegious.
Oh, so it was the mini UHF connector that broke off in your hands?
No, it was a PL259. I put a mini UHF on it since it was going to the Motorola. Just eliminate the adapter. But anyway, I'm at the pole in the parking garage here, so I'll stay 7:30. See you, B-line.
All right, have a good morning, KCKJL, 7:30. Sunny ZMT. KC8MXG, listening.
I had heard it's supposed to stay like that the rest of the week.
KC8MXG, listening here. Statewide one.
N8DBS.
Yep, this is KERUH.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You on your way home?
Yep, thank God, man. My back is killing me from throwing it out this morning, taking out the garbage.
Man, you're getting old.
The worst part is all I did was pick up the HelloFresh box that had, like, the cooling packs in it and, like, just kind of weird, awkwardly set it on my tonneau cover, and that was it.
Do it every time.
So, yeah, I'm on my way home. I very much look forward to laying on my foam roller and cracking the crap out of my back.
I'm grabbing gas right now. I got my parents' car, and I'm filling it up, and then I'm going to get my car to get brakes and stuff done.
So are you on your 5550?
On right now I'm on my Anytone.
I didn't mean 5550, I'm at 4550, but you got the gist of it. Okay. Well, you sound good. I don't know where you're at, but things working great.
Crocker, I'm basically in Mount Clemens.
Well, that'll do it. I ordered 2 Digirig last night, thanks to you.
What did you buy?
Ordered a Digirig Mobile for my 857, and then I ordered a Digirig Lite for HTs, and I bought the VX6 cable. So I'll play VHF on that one, and then I'll do the other shenanigans on the 857.
I am yet to use the Digirig Lite. I gotta get that dialed in on my computer and get WinLink Express going.
I'm assuming it's pretty easy, right? It's just basically an external sound card. I'm hoping it's easy, at least. I don't know. I'm going to be playing with a radio from 2006, so I'm sure it's going to be a big departure from my 705.
I was looking at the other day. I was watching some videos, and it's just a sound card. It really looks like it is, you have to go into the settings and recognize it as a sound device or something like that, and then it'll recognize and you go from there. I say that without executing that task yet, but very easy.
Yep. Gotta leave pauses.
Good afternoon, Dave. Sorry. Anthony, I think it shows up as in, like, the radio software. It'll be called a USB codec as the source of the speaker. That should be it. So, good. Plug and play. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. I'm on my Anytone on handheld mode, so I'm probably not coming in. So, talk to you guys later. Enjoy.
I'm coming in pretty strong. So, if you want to keep going around, I'm actually about to get out of the car also, and I got to switch vehicles here. So, but Dave, you're coming in good.
Alrighty. Talk to you later. No, I'm just, I never know how well it's becoming. I mean, I'm like 5 miles from the repeater, but I never know how this thing's going to work.
Is that the 890 with the amp, or is it just the 890 and 5 watts?
Yeah, it's the 890 with me holding it up like a telephone.
Well, with that radio, my 878, I feel like, works flawlessly. I can get it to work miles and miles and miles away.
I think if you're not buying Motorola, that's the only other radio to buy is an 878 or 890.
Yeah, I would say buy an 890 at this point, spend the extra money, just because of the analog noise reduction thingy.
Buying another Anytone anytime soon. I got two, and that's enough.
Sell the 878 and get an 890. Yeah, no, there's clones of it, too. So, like, Radiodity sells it, BTEC sells it, Bridgecom sells it. But the cheapest one I found is the guy, the looks on that U.S. site. He'll give you a little bit of discount, but you have to, like, email him.
I've bought enough radios in the last 3 months. I'm good for now.
I'm getting into my driveway, so I'm going to cut out of here because I'm going to have a house blocking the signal. KFAS, after you.
All right, I'll catch you later.
All right, I am parking a car here at my parents' house. I'll catch up with you in a little bit. KERUH.
Copy that. I will be mobile for the next half hour here at ATBF.
Henny, WROKEAWX.
NAWRO, good afternoon, Dean.
Hey, good afternoon, Jim. I'm on my way to work, and I'm in the truck, so obviously I'm using the HT and using DMR. But just out of curiosity, would you have an issue reminding Mike to send me that email for that antenna stuff so if I can attempt to make it on, I think he said Saturday, I have the parts list.
I'd be happy to do that. I must have missed that whole conversation. Was that at the meeting?
Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. You ended up leaving, and we hung out for a little bit because the boss was getting some stuff done to his computer. So Mike's having something for the group that he teaches for Warren CERT, I believe it is, and they're doing an antenna day, and he's got a parts list. He wanted me to try to come, so I'm going to attempt to if I can.
All right, happy to relay a message to Discord. You know, we got just a DM to him saying that you're going to come or that you would appreciate the list of parts sent to you.
Parts list, please and thank you.
Copy that. Understand. Will do. NAWRO. I take it you're going in?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm headed in. Going in a little bit early so I can be prepared because I find myself a little discombobulated when I come in after my long 4 or 5 day weekend. So I try to come in a little bit early and be prepared before my shift starts.
Yeah, I used to do that too back when I was working, and I don't like getting there late or even right on time. It's actually late. I just like to, you know, get the lay of the land, what's happening. Because you get relieved somebody else. Somebody's going off, you're coming on, so you got to get report, right?
No, for my particular position, we don't give report unless it's something, unless there was a particular problem child or a situation that has not been resolved as of current and will likely be resolved later. We'll give each other a heads up. But other than that, no, there is no shift swap report. There is for the dispatchers, but not for us.
NAWRO. Yeah, I guess that does make sense then. I see that. And no rush, second item when you're off shift. In the chat, we had a little chat about the first aid certs and CPR and that stuff. And I did throw a little reference to yours training through MedStar, and if you care, you don't have to, but if you'd like to comment on that training, versus another one of our members took the online version from American Red Cross, which it does appear to be pretty extensive, too. It's not just an easy one. It's a lot going on there. So I'm going to have Jason maybe make a comment if he cares to. It just came up because, you know, it'd be nice to try to get some of that done, but I don't know what the boss has in plan. But meantime, I'm thinking about the Red Cross one. Over to you.
So what we had to take was through the, I think, American Heart Association for the CPR and the defibrillator course. It's all in one. And it was online, but there is a physical part of it that has to be signed off that you have to do in person. As far as first aid, I haven't taken anything in regards to that.
All right. Yeah, if you feel like it later, just get in the chat and just clarify that at the end of this. So I'm doing it mainly for our training officer, VOX. And then I'm kind of interested in, because I think Jason took the one online, and yes, I think there's two components. It's not like an ICS course. Yeah, you do the book work first, but then you have, in his case, I think it was some type of a video, you know, with a live body. You know, you can't just do a book work. You actually had to get tested on it because, you know, serious topic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Luckily, so for the physical side of it, through our company, we actually do the testing in-house through a paramedic who is a certified trainer. So for the in-person side of it, there is somewhere to go for our company. But yeah, I'll if I slow down a little bit, I'll pop into that track and comment, but it's probably not going to be until a bit later.
Sounds good. All right, I'll jump on that message to Mike. You have a good shift. NAWRO, I'll be clear after you. I'll listen out.
Thanks, Tim. I appreciate you very much, and we'll catch you on the air here soon. This is KE8LAX. I'll be clear.
E8RUH to NADVF, you still out there, Dakota?
Back in the whip?
It stops and everything.
So did you have to get their car fixed or something? No, you said you had to get brakes. I didn't get that.
And hold on, let me switch repeaters. K8RUH.
Yeah, that seems a little better.
See something about getting my car fixed?
Yeah, I forgot that you said you needed to get brakes.
Oh, yeah, I was shocked how much it cost to get brakes replaced.
Yeah, I've got a couple buddies that did it recently, and it wasn't cheap.
One of those things that I could probably do it myself, but I haven't done it in years, so I didn't want to mess with it.
That's my school of thought. There's you're paying for the convenience, but I think it is actually substantially cheaper if you don't. The components aren't that expensive. It's the labor.
The labor was about $600 or $700.
Yeah, but you got a warranty with it now, and you know it's safe, and yada yada, that whole deal.
Plumbing.
I didn't get any of that. So now that you got new brakes, you got to put that new radio in your car.
Based for that Motorola. In my car. I don't know, without putting a bunch of money into it and having a remote head, I don't know how I would get it in here.
Can you stuff it between your center console and your passenger seat?
Let's look at it and see.
I'm still brainstorming how I want to permanently put mine in here too, but at the same time, I like that I can switch to whatever radio I want because it's just utilizing the coax in the truck.
It's almost like you just need to have a power line with power poles and just be able to plug your radio in and leave it in the bag and then you can take it in and out, but have your coax and have your power cord and then you don't have to worry about a battery all the time.
Yep, that's my next project. I found I've got the same fuses and all that crap for this truck and the power conditioner and whatnot. So I think I'm going to put all that in here and do the same thing as just right where the coax runs, just have a power pole sticking out. Still keep the battery in the bag or whatever, but at least then all I have to do is disconnect the battery and plug it straight into the radio. It's not bad. I get 3 days to a charge, so that's, you know, full-time commuting, talking there and back. So it's not terrible. It's a 10 amp hour battery. And that's, when I charge it, it only puts in like 5.5 amp hours. So I could really probably stretch it a week if I wanted to, but it is kind of annoying having to charge a battery.
2 days I've been using my, DD20G or whatever it is in the back, because I was in my mom's car, and it works out so well. It's so nice to have that thing put together.
Yeah, I'm honestly not really bothered by it living in a bag. It's a little inconvenient at times, like if I got everyone in the truck, I've got to ride on the center console, or I got to set it on the floor in the back, which isn't the end of the world. But like for example, the set last weekend, I wasn't sure what was going to go on, so I brought my 5550E, but I also had my 2730 in the bag in case I needed VHF, so I could literally just hot swap them. If I had a decent HF antenna, I could just hook it up to, I could sit in the truck, take off the 2x4 and hook it up there. Like, it is nice having those options.
I thought about it the other day and thought just for that, the set purposes and things like that, that I don't know that I want to pigeonhole myself into a specifically UHF radio. I don't know. I know I like those Motorolas, but it might make more sense to have something else.
See, for me, I don't think I could even get into that repeater with a mobile setup, so the Macomb 147-200. So it's like, yeah, it'd be nice to have two meter for simplex and crap like that, or from a little further south, get into the Mecca computer, the Mecca repeater, but the frequency in which I'm going to do that is, like, slim to none.
Yeah, that's super true. Where you're at, you have a perfect use case to only go UHF. Hopefully they keep hooking up the FBI stuff to the 7.2 when they're doing activities. That would be pretty awesome.
I think that's the plan, but I could be wrong. And if I bring the 857, I got VHF capability on that radio too. So there's that. And that's got just the same thing, right? I can just use a BNC connector and all's good.
I mean, there's all kinds of ways to make sense of it, right? And realistically, if you were operating on a simplex frequency, most cases you're going to be operating a handheld. And if that's the case, what does it really matter if your mobile unit is UHF only?
That is also very, very true, and that is why I bought the VigiRig Lite for the VX6. So that'll be my... I basically plan on running the 857 and the VX6 for any of the ARPSC stuff, because then I'm covered. I got my 5550E in the truck. I've got HF 2 meter and 70 centimeter with the 857 if I need it, and then I'll have the VX6 if I got to do any kind of close simplex whatever. And they're all very easy to move in and out of the vehicle, so that was kind of my thought process. That's why I ordered the DigiRig for the 857, so I should have all my bases covered.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be... That will have you covered for sure. I gotta be content with what I have for a little bit, and I still want to try to move that 891. I should post it on Facebook this week, see if I can't rid myself of that thing, and then have a little money stashed away for radio gear when I want to buy something new.
Yeah, I hear you. I was doing a little bit of poking around, and I'm not completely in love with that 857. I mean, it serves its purpose perfectly, but Oh my god, I'm dying. The menu sucks on it, so it's kind of frustrating to use, but there's really nothing else out there like it.
Not at all. I mean, I don't know that, there's anything in production today that's like it, that's for sure. Are you H? Did I lose you to Dakota?
All right, I'm back. I think that was you, but I didn't get it. But I'm pulling into the parking spot here, so give me a little bit, and I'll probably be back out here at 8 PDF.
See you soon. Hopefully you get home. I'm probably going to be home by the time you get back out to the car. So we'll catch up with you soon. KE8RUH.
KEBY.
C8MXG listening. KC8MXG, WARD. Hi, good evening, Paul. How are you?
I gave you a bump earlier, but I guess you didn't hear me. I'm going to stop off and visit you guys at 3:30 tomorrow.
KC8MXG, W8RIT. Paul, I think you might have me confused with somebody else. I was dragging my feet there. Yeah, I'm kind of confused about that. Coming to see me tomorrow at 3:30. You can do so. You have to find out where I'm at, and I'll probably be at the work location.
This is N6WY, November 6, Whiskey Yankee. This is N6WY.
Go ahead. N6WY from WARIT. Go ahead.
Yeah, WARIT with KC8MXG on the side. This is N6WY. Well, Paul, you got me confused with, we're meeting tomorrow with SEMO tomorrow, I think. At least that's what SEMO told me. Maybe I'm confused. KC8MXG, this is N6WY.
Roger of David's around here. I'm meeting with N6WY, David, not W8RIT, but it's always good to talk to both of you. SEMO is going to have a part for me. I'm going to just pick up a single hat, and I'm going to throw one together and see if I can keep busy and give me a reason not to cut the grass this month.
Go ahead. There's the other station. I don't think we have chatted before in 6WY. Is your name David? My name is also Dave. I don't think we've had the pleasure of chatting before, so I don't have your name listed in my radio ID. But let me see if I can catch up on getting on track with the conversation here. over to you, N6WY from WARIT.
I think we're doubling. W8RIT, this is N6WY. I think a W was double digits exactly. All I got was IT at the end of your call. 73s, everybody. I'm in the middle of downloading a code plug, and I also need to go eat supper. I'm going to pass it back to RIT, W8RIT, to take it. This is N6WY.
W8MXG. David, I'm so glad you're here anyway. I was meeting with CQ Radio tomorrow, and the other David is going to do. He has some products that he wants to talk about with CQ Radio, and I just thought I would tag along, see what else I could do. He said he'd sell me a single hat for the hotspot, and I'd like to put one together for myself. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I apologize if I was doubling. I didn't hear a station. That's something I'm going to learn here with GMR. Kind of curious if I'm able to, let me put it this way, is this possible that I am unable to hear the repeater, just either do or don't, maybe I'm not, and I'm just kind of curious if I'm not hearing it, and then meanwhile, for example, Dave was actually, in fact, transmitting, because I think I had something similar happen to that before, where I thought somebody else was coming back to me, but actually I think they were coming back to somebody else, and I don't recall it being doubling, though. It might have been just a poor signal for me. But Paul, if you would, tell me also, too, what do you mean by a single hat?
I think N6WY has said he has some other things he has to do. He's writing code plugs and taking care of his hotspot. And if there was any confusion, I caused it. When I saw W8RIT, I recognized that, and I recognized David, and I thought you were the David that I was exchanging some emails about with the CQ radio. And so it was my confusion, and if I caused him to double up on you, it's my fault. At any rate, it's good to hear your voice, and it's good to know that my hotspot is working. Go ahead.
Yeah, that may be something that I might have to look into in the future. I'll tell you, Paul, I probably have changed a bit as far as, I don't know, maybe my opinion or preference that I've held before. And I wouldn't say I'm like a purist as far as it goes, as far as, you know, with some of the newer VHF, UHF digital modes. But I was kind of, for a long time, holding off on being active with any of them. And I'm still kind of a little bit skeptical about one part that, you know, you basically have to buy, you have to buy a radio per manufacturer to be able to operate with their mode, you know, Yaesu, System Fusion, et cetera, you know, ICOM, D-Star, et cetera. So DMR is my first step here, and I'm learning about that, and I may have to, well, I don't know. I'm thinking about it just lightly for updating upcoming as far as getting some of the other radios, but I'm just a little bit skeptical on it. I'm going to just shop around, and if I see, you know, something, well, maybe something used at a great price that I, you know, just have to have, I'll grab it. But I'm going to kind of just go and see if there's anything that does meet my eye as far as that goes, but I think I'm just going to do a little bit of window shopping, and there's going to be a few things I might come back with for some goodies here. So we shall see. We shall see. But I have changed a little bit with my opinion here, some of the digital modes here. So a little bit to learn here. So getting into it. And then, yeah, I've got to work on one of my code plugs, too, as well. Back to you, Paul.
The thing I like about the hotspot in the digital mode, mostly the hotspot, I should say, is you don't need to put up 100 feet of wire, although, or something up 38 feet in the sky and that sort of thing. I started out with a Ed Fong ladder antenna hanging out of a window, and it was fun and everything. And before that, I did things, but I'm having a lot of fun with the DMR plus. With the hotspots, there is a learning curve, and I hope I'm somewhere into that learning curve. My next trip up north, I'd like to try roaming. I did roam with the with just a portable radio, the BTEC 6X2, 6x2, and yeah, it worked. I picked up repeaters in Flint and various points. Repeaters that I should have picked up, I couldn't. I was nice enough to have a guy in Harbor Springs who was listening most of the way, and he could tell me that, you know, yes, you're in the area, yes, you're at the next repeater. So it made for a nice trip. I was by myself on that trip, and I had no one to talk to other than the radio, and it made the day go faster. It's a 10-hour ride from Detroit area up to Hancock, Michigan, in the Upper Peninsula. So it was good. Good for me. Go ahead.
This is in 6WY again.
Hello, Dave. Go ahead.
All right. I got a brand new code plug and this old radio. And I'm talking directly now through the Mount Clemens repeater, not using a hotspot like I was using earlier. But all I said to Paul is, see you tomorrow at 3:30 in the coffee shop in Birmingham. So with that, I'm going to have to say 73s because my supper is being fixed right now. It's ready. So 73s, everybody, and thanks for the fast break. I'm going to turn it back to RIT. This is N6WY.
Hans, David, N6WY. By the way, you sounded a lot better through the repeater than you did through the hotspot, which is usually the opposite of what I've experienced. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good evening. Have a good dinner.
All
Okay, 7-3, Dave. We'll yak at you later. And I may do the same probably about, half an hour now to scrap the feedback on. Dave, a couple things here, too. What are you using for a hotspot? Because one of the options I was looking at was kind of a little bit more costly than I really wanted to shell out at this moment. I think that was for the M1KE, the Mic 1 product from RF Circ. And then someone else was telling me about basically a different hat. Have to take a look here, too. I think there's various models. But basically, I'm assuming it's just a hat for the Raspberry Pi that you place upon it. So I'm just kind of curious if that's what you are using. I think I do recall this now that I think you were the person who had made mention about using the Yenfeng J-pole antenna, I think is what it was. I'm using, a friend of mine, NAZA, had, when I was a new ham, had helped me build this one here. I'm using one that's like the Aero antenna dual band J-pole version, and still got that up and still liking it. But yeah, I'd like to find out how long you've been using your Yenfeng, and as far as have you found out that it's durable? I don't know how long you've had it up in the air or anything like that. But just like maybe if you could tell me about your experiences with that form of J-pole, because I do recall hearing about it before reading an article. I can't remember if it's in QST or not, maybe online, but it did seem kind of interesting, and then I forgot all about it. So, Dave, if you could, tell me a little bit about that antenna.
Speaking to an expert, I'll tell you that right from the start, but what I surmise is Yenfeng has made a ladder line that does both UHF and VHF, and it's about 8 feet long or so. You can use it as a J-pole where you can hook it into a piece of plastic pipe, and he makes the parts for both ends of the to attach, and his ladder line goes inside, and you stick it up in the air, stick it on top of your house, and that sort of thing. I just have mine hanging by a window. And it works just fine, but when you get to true digital and using the hotspot and that sort of thing, it's like if you're digital, you're either making a connection or you're not. There's no halfway, you're just, a little scrambled, usually. Although today, when David in 6WY was speaking on his hotspot, he was less clear than when he was speaking through his repeater in Mount Clemens. I think he's down in your neck of the woods too, I believe. But at any rate, that was my experience. Yenfeng antenna, it's inexpensive, and for people that don't want to put up a big, huge antenna, string hundreds of feet of wire between trees and that sort of thing, it's working fine. I think we're into a different philosophy than 100 watts on a wire and you speak to the world.
And WART. All right, very good. Yeah, I may have to see about getting some components and putting at least one together myself. I think I have one in the garage already assembled besides the one I'm currently using, and then I think I have some components that I wanted to build some of my other ones here, and I was thinking, well, some I would sell, but if I heard like a newly licensed ham, I'd say, yeah, here, come on over, I got a new antenna for you. That way you can, have a little bit of an advantage. You have to go get your own coax and everything like that, but get a decent antenna to use, because that's kind of the way that I started, and that wasn't the best way. It's kind of what I'm kind of currently doing, operating, as we kind of maybe put it, extra class portable, up an HT and a rubber ducky, which the rubber ducky is just about a dummy load. So, yeah, I was telling another friend of mine, you might know him too, KC8JO, that yes, that would sure be a big improvement for myself here, just to get a external But then maybe something with more power from a mobile, because I'm just using the DM32 currently. So I'd like to maybe see about getting, I was trying to do some comparisons, but I found some info for some of the Motorola models, the 4550, 5550. So I'm going to see what the 5550s might go for online and see if it's kind of worth it to me. It did sound like they had a little bit of an advantage for audio, so I have to find out maybe how big of an advantage or if it's just something that's there or not. But the other thing I wanted to ask you too, Paul, I've been over to the Porcupine Mountains, and I think I recall it taking me about 16 hours to get back down here to the Detroit metro area. So I'm just kind of curious, how far away were you to make it from to Hancock in 10 hours? Because you must have been flying if you were as far as I was. back to you, Paul.
Pine Mountains are another 3 hours beyond me. And I will say I make it a lot faster when I'm by myself because I don't stop as often as when I'm with my wife. We stop for coffee. We stop to walk around the car. We stop here and there and that sort of thing. Let me leave you with this because my wife is standing at the door right now with her hands on her hips, giving me a signal. We are going to go to the high school, the local high school in Livonia, and my granddaughter is graduating and supposedly winning a bunch of awards, and they want us there to applaud and make a fuss over her, and she's the winner. Let me just mention, when you get a chance, go online, CQ Radios, with an S, radios, CQRadios.com. Check out their stuff. He has a hotspot that he sells, and it's completely assembled. It's built on a Raspberry Pi 02, which is a low-price one. It's a well-made unit. It works really, really good. Take a look at that. In the meantime, I got to go. Boy, she's tapping her foot. David, have a good evening. I'll talk to you again. I hope to talk to you tomorrow. This is KC8MXG, and I'm clear.
Okay, I'll keep it nice and short and sweet. That way you can go. 7-3, Paul, have a great day. Congrats to the granddaughter, and thank you for the tip. I'll go take a look at it right now. 7-3, WARD.
GMP testing.
KFE, VFE, checking new radio in statewide one.
KFA, EFV, this is NAWRO, Macomb County. Read you loud and clear over here in Macomb. Yeah, it looks good on the dashboard. I mean, you got all the numbers right. RSSI about 110 there. Little packet loss or something on that last one, but I heard you. And, no worries. Name here is Tim, Tangle India Mike. And if this is your first on DMR or thereabouts, welcome to the group. Or if not, welcome. You did a good job programming that radio at least.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We've talked briefly before, Tim. I don't get on here too much. I've got a 578 on the desk here that works better. The handheld is a little too far, but it is working, and I was just testing it out. Appreciate it. I will be clear after this, and I'm sure we'll chat again. So take care. Hope you have a good night. KF8EFE, I'll be clear, 7-3.
Oh, yeah, copy your last now. I'm looking on the map, and I see you're coming into the sentence. So, and that last one was really good, good signal. So, sounds good. You have a good evening. This is NAWRO. I will be clear as well.